speaking with Cassie Henshaw, Visit Mirco. Round two for Ride 17 here this fall. Before we talk about kind of what's going on this weekend, can you kind of take us back and how this all got started?
Yeah, you bet. So last year, my team and I over here at Visit Mirco were given the opportunity to apply for a grant with the intent to sort of seed fund a project or an event or a festival. And so we took that opportunity, applied for the grant, and really used that as a chance to tap into what we've heard the community say for the past few years. We need some kind of a countywide collaborative event. And so we did some research and thought that our musical history here and the culture that we have here is a really great opportunity to create something new. And so the vision for Ride 17 was formed with the intent of getting people to the county to visit all of our communities and all of the establishments. The vision for it was to be very much a self-sustaining type of event that took advantage of really smart joint marketing, if that makes sense. So Visit Mirco took on the role of helping establishments get some musical acts, helping to empower establishments to choose times that worked for the vision of somebody being able to ride Route 17 and visit different establishments and listen to different types of music. Last year was really successful. We made some changes to what we're considering our headlining event. We actually spent the same amount of money as we spent last year, this time on one larger rising star artist that we hope brings in some visitors. And then our hope is for those visitors to essentially ride 17 and go visit all of the other establishments who have invested their time and resources to have music at their places.
And I think one of the neat things about how this, you know, also kind of got started, could you receive some like state grant money, tourism grant money to do this last year? Is that right?
We did last year. The grant program only wanted to fund things once and things that were brand new. So we used the grant to then help establishments pay for their musical acts when we could. And we made sure to be inclusive of all of the communities, tried to get them to venues that were outside if we could. And so we didn't have that option this year, but we're so excited and proud that our communities and our local business owners still want to participate. And they're showing that through their own investments of their musical acts at their place. And so we reallocated then some money to hopefully bring in more people with a larger artist.
And the other nice thing, and you did this last year, is, you know, when you talk about Ride 17 in Mercer County, you got most of the geography of it, right? So New Windsor, yes. Viola, Aledo, and kind of New Boston are included in all the stops. You got to feel good about that.
Yes, we're really excited about that. We're going to keep encouraging all of our towns, especially along Route 17, but even the towns that aren't along Route 17, to really just tap in and take advantage of what we hope to be a really big day with visitors. And, you know, even if you're offering something like a barbecue or a pancake breakfast or anything and you're out in, you know, like the outlying towns, like, you know, maybe Keysburg or Matherville, you know, there's people in town. So, you know, maybe try to capture them in some way. And that's really the vision, is just to do what we can to bring people to the county. And then let our communities and our establishments do what they do best by attracting them to come visit.
And do you want to speak? So I think the other thing too is, so the communities are involved here, but then, and I know the rising, kind of the rising act you have coming in is Hayden Kaufman. And yes. I think the other nice thing though, it's kind of a wide taste of music that you are offering. I'm assuming that's probably by design.
That is by design, you bet. Yes.
And do you want to elaborate on kind of putting that together and why that's important?
Yeah, because we wanted to make sure that we were intentional about attracting all different types of folks. So if you're not somebody that wants to be out and about at 8 p.m., 9 p.m., but you prefer some music in the park that's acoustic, we can serve you. If you're not interested so much in the country scene, but you more like the rock and roll music, we can serve you. And I think even this year in New Boston with Funkastic Five, we have a whole different eclectic list of music for folks that don't like country or rock and roll. You can come and listen to new things. That was by design. And it was also by design to make sure that everything also felt family friendly. So we are offering transportation countywide. We have a bus system and a schedule. So if you don't want to drive your vehicle, you can take the buses. Every 15 minutes you can grab one and make your way across the county. And that was one to be accommodating, but also to be safe, of course. We all know how music festivals go. But I think the different types of music, the intentionality behind a busing system is so that the entire thing can be safe, family friendly, and really just invite visitors to get to know who we are.